The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, Mother's Day a couple of days ago, and now we're obviously into Tuesday, and I've been all alone. Good morning, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And the thing is, I loved every second of it.
There you go.
These past few days have been just amazing. And I still did everything I always do. I washed clothes. I cleaned up. I even painted a vase. I painted a vase, okay, for Mother's Day.
Right.
I took some time and got in there, rearranged some things. It was amazing because I didn't have to do anything for anybody else. Just me.
And you got
to
take on that little art project with no interruptions.
No interruptions right at all. I will say, though, I used spray paint. I don't know if I was feeling good because of that or what it was. I don't know what was happening. But it was a lovely Sunday.
It's because you knew your husband was on the road and he was ready to bring home some of that bacon he's making.
That's what it was, DJ Automatic. Bringing home some of the bacon.
And also some well-deserved solitude. You know?
Solitude is underrated, yeah. Anthony.
Uninterrupted relaxation is the key.
It's underrated. I had a girlfriend of mine. She called me and she said, Dana, I actually left my family. I said, what? She said, no, just for the weekend to go see my mom for Mother's Day. I was like, oh, that's so cool. So then her kids call her and ask her, Mom, can we have cereal and milk delivered to the house? And she said, your dad is 20 feet away. Why are you calling me? Why are you calling me? This is my weekend with my mom. I need solitude. Your father's right there. Well, we knew we needed to ask you. No, you don't.
That's actually the ultimate fail on the man's behalf right there. Because the only job, if the wife is leaving and he's going to hang out with her mother.
Take care of the kids.
Yeah, you got to make sure that she has an uninterrupted afternoon of just no responsibilities. And man, did they end up getting the cereal?
Oh, yes, she hung up and said, order the cereal.
Okay, hold on. Let me tell you something, Anthony. You are obviously not a man who is married with children because you are damned if you do or damned if you don't in that situation.
Oh, come on, Automatic.
If those kids would have gone and just ordered it and did what they wanted to do, they were going to get in trouble anyways. So they had to ask Mom, no matter what.
Ask Dad. Ask your dad. Why call me when you're...
We don't matter in the equation. I don't know. Why do you not understand that? That's why nobody cares about Father's Day.
Everybody cares about Father's Day. But, okay, Automatic, you called your mom. You gave her a gift. What did you give her? I'm assuming.
I gave her a massage. And I talked to her. She was good. She went to lunch with my brothers, and they had a great time. She's great. My mom had a great Mother's Day. She also spent a lot of it in solitude like you. She's much like Dana. She likes to just be by herself.
You didn't physically give her a massage. You purchased one for her, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Okay. I'm like, I gave her a massage. I'm like, well, that would suck.
Is it
cheap?
I did not get to see my mom for Mother's Day. I was working all weekend, so I didn't get to see her.
Making that bacon. Anthony, did you talk to your mom for Mother's Day? What did you throw her way?
Yes, we talked. We talked throughout the course of the weekend, as a matter of fact. We talked a lot. And then come Mother's Day weekend, she just said, hey, get home and get some sleep. Don't bother me. That was it.
Solitude.
You know?
It's underrated.
Yeah, you'll be surprised.
Well, it's actually underrated.
There's a common theme we're noticing here, that by the time mothers have their kids get older, they just want to be left alone.
That's in the beginning too, Anthony.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why would anyone date a married man? I'm not talking about someone who just wants a fling. I mean, someone who wants a serious relationship. If you're looking for a serious relationship, someone who's in a serious relationship might not be the way to go. Our listener agreed to tell her story because that's exactly what she did.
Well, my experience is that the guy was telling me their relationship was terrible and wanted to end it, but there were kids involved. There was so much drama. Who's getting the house? Like, what's house support going to be like, etc. And I wasted 5 years of my life listening to these lies about him wanting to leave her, to be with me, etc., etc. And it was literally my early 20s, too. So I just feel like I just wasted so much time listening to lies.
5 whole years, him telling her, I'm not happy. You know, my wife is this and that. I want out.
But I can't because of, you know, the kids and the
child support and whatever else. Anybody can do what they want to do. If someone is telling you they can't do something, it's because they don't want to do it. Also, I think about our caller and how she must not have loved herself at that moment. I'm sure she looks back now and she's like, what was I doing? As you heard her say, yeah. I wasted all that time.
5 years is a long time.
And if you're seeing somebody who's married, if you're in a relationship with somebody who's married, I don't care if you want a long-term relationship with them or not. You are the bench warmer. You are not the starter. You are not their priority. And you never will be. And that's fine if that's what you want. I just don't think I could love myself playing that position. To me, that shows that I'm kind of not worthy.
You're comfortable of being first second place. Fiddle. Yeah.
I need to be first place. I'm glad that I'm your wife, DJ Automatic. I'm not. I love myself enough to know that I need to be the priority and not the second thought, the afterthought. Not only does his wife come first, the kids come first. Family functions come first. Where do you fall into this? You know, you don't even get every other weekend. You get an hour here and an hour there. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea for your psyche, for your self-esteem.
For the other woman and their family, too.
Also, just think about this. Now, look, I've always said, and I mean it 100%, you're not responsible for his relationship. He's a bad husband. It is on him to stay faithful to his wife. Nobody's fault that anybody is unfaithful but the person in the relationship, right? I'm responsible for my relationship with DJ Automatic. You're responsible for our relationship. Same thing. But if you truly know that there's somebody involved, another woman, you don't know her, why would you purposely hurt her and hurt the kids and yourself?
You would think it would eat away at your conscience at some point.
I'm sure it did. She sounds so sorry. She sounds so embarrassed by it. To be able to reveal what she just did, she's passing on advice. Don't do this.
Yeah,
you know, don't do this. Lesson learned.
The part that killed me is that she was like, "Oh, I feel like I regret it because I feel like I wasted the first years of my 20s." Which, honestly, you didn't miss anything because that's what a lot of your first years of your 20s is all about. Is like going around and like figuring this stuff out and, you know, messing up. And now, you know, for whatever reason, you were enamored with this man. You were into him. He won you over for whatever reason. But now, you know, don't date married people.
Well, he lied to her though. You know, this he
strung her along for 5 years.
He's a bad person. In the end, the bad person is the married man. Not only did he do his wife
dirty. Not great either, though.
She needs to take some accountability, too.
She's not great either.
She needs to.
I'm not. She did. She said I was stupid.
She's taking accountability, but she did it for 5 years.
She did.
She knowingly was doing something wrong for 5 years.
I never, ever blamed the other woman or man. You can come at me 100. I don't care. She suffered because she wanted to. You're right. But in the end, she's not in a relationship. She doesn't have any responsibility to anybody but herself. That man is the bad person. He is the one who's doing wrong. And you're going to tell me right now his wife didn't know? There's some stuff going on here. Nobody wanted to let this man go. What y'all should have done is moved in together and tossed him to the curb. Uh-oh. That's what y'all should have done.
That would require women getting along.
Exactly.
And this ain't a movie.
Exactly. Exactly. The enemy is the person committing the crime.
I don't agree with that.
You can say
guilty.
That all you want. You can say that all you want. Yes, she harmed herself. And in
the end, harmed that family, too. She knowingly went and did something wrong.
He harmed his family.
He did.
No, she didn't do anything to anyone. His own family.
How do you figure she didn't?
Because she is a single person with free will. She can do whatever she wants.
You can't date married people.
You can. Obviously, you can.
You can. You can and be a POS.
It's a bad thing. You're right. It's a bad thing.
She's a POS.
But why is it always the other person's responsibility? In fact, I've got good friends who've been mad at forgiving their husbands. Oh, it's okay. And I hate her. And I can't stand her. But you forget, you let that man in your bed every day? You better think about who you're blaming. And it's the anger. It's the anger of blaming the wrong person. It's easier to do that. Just to say, oh, it's the other woman at fault. Or the wife let it happen. No, it's his fault 100%.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Being friends with an ex, in my opinion, is okay. I don't have a problem with it. I think that if things, you know, didn't work out and you still got love for that person and you were friends before, whatever the case is, if you're cool with it, you should be able to hang out with your ex. I don't even see a problem with bringing your ex around your new person. If you're friends and nothing else, and I mean 100%, DJ Automatic, we have hung out with your ex and her husband before.
That was a long time ago.
It doesn't matter.
And it
we
was
still
weird.
Did it.
And it turned into a whole weird situation because then he started asking me for advice about her.
That's beside the point. The point is you brought her and her husband into my life.
I think we ran into them somewhere and we didn't
know. No, that's not what happened.
I don't remember what happened, but it was not an intentional hangout. I know that.
Yes, it was. You invited them out. Yes, you did. You invited them out and he's getting nervous because DJ Automatic does not believe in being friendly with the ex when it's me and my exes.
Exactly.
Only when it's it's you.
But I'm not really friendly with any of them.
Automatic, you're such a...
I'm cordial.
Let's not get away from this all the way to Automatic. What was your end goal when you invited your ex to hang out with your wife? Were you guys married at the time?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I have no idea what I was thinking. I feel like I was like in between a rock and a hard spot. Okay. Like,
we kind of were. It was kind of, we were doing this. We owned a bar and a restaurant and they were kind of hanging. They were there and somehow or another, you know, Otto was like, well, you guys should come hang out with us. And it was,
I was probably just trying to get him to spend some money at the bar.
There it is. Yeah, because I have the privilege of knowing DJ Automatic. I know he's a very honorable guy, so I don't think it was done with any ill intent.
No.
But for me, if I was with dating a person and she's like, hey, we're going to go to dinner with my ex. Is that cool? And I'm like, wait, why? Why? What are we doing here? What's your purpose?
What if your new girlfriend still liked her ex as a friend? They were friends. Why does it sound sketch? Why?
Because why are we hanging out with them? You moved on from them for a reason.
Moved on as in that stage of life. But you can still care about somebody. You can really like somebody. Maybe the thing here, DJ Automatic and Anthony A, is that you don't believe you can just be friends with your ex.
I mean, I think you can.
I know you can.
I just remembered another girl I dated. Her dad was married before, and he would bring his ex-wife to all their family parties. And the mom didn't really like her, but he always would say, that was my best friend, and we're going to be best friends for the rest of my life. And they had no kids, they had no relationship.
And they had no connection after that except for friendship.
I always thought it was pretty of him though to bring her around with his new wife.
Yeah, dog.
I was like,
is that where you got the inspiration?
I think it was.
How did I say, hey, I'm gonna invite my old college girlfriend to hang out with us, Dana.
So Dana, if I was to tell you, hey, I'm dating this new girl and I can't wait because this weekend we're gonna go hang out with the guy she used to date.
What's the big deal?
Okay, cool.
Doesn't sound weird to you?
Yeah, no, doesn't sound weird at all. All right.
I mean, I guess if she's just like, let's go hang out with my ex, but if you are clearly in the know that she has somebody that she dated prior and they've remained friends. I think also it's just a big jealousy thing. You're thinking about the past. You're bringing old stuff in when clearly that part of your ex and you are done.
Yeah.
You know, the jealousy part is what I'm hearing here is that I don't want to be around somebody who used to be with this person.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that big of a concern if you're secure in a relationship. Anyway, I wasn't concerned, Automatic.
Well, you still think
not
about
even
it.
A little bit.
Yeah,
because it's funny.
And you brought it up, but it's been a decade.
Because
it's been a decade and you remembered it.
It's funny to me that he doesn't feel the same way.
Well, we haven't done it in a decade.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. We just ran into her recently. I'm still cool. I'm like, hey, what's up?
You were cooler to her than I was.
No. Automatic, the thing that I'm trying to make you understand is that you're not the same. You don't think the same. You would not want me hanging out with my... Well, I don't want to hang out with my exes anyway, so...
Nope.
Oh.
I don't want to hang out with my exes anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
With your exes?
No. By choice. By choice. Let's take a phone call. How do you feel about staying friends with the ex?
It's a wrap. Like, I'm not going to be your friend. I'm not going to... Nope. No, sir. No, ma'am. Sorry.
Wait, Ben, you don't believe you can be friends after a breakup? Like, you just can't stay, like, in each other's lives? You loved each other at one point.
Oh, yeah. That love is one thing, yeah. But when it comes to being friends, do you know how awkward that's going to be? Honestly?
Why?
Like, if you... Say, for example, yeah, you break up with somebody.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, we can still be friends. Okay, cool. But then they start dating again. Here comes the next dude. Yeah. Oh, this is my friend so-and-so. He's also my ex. Wait, why are you still talking to your ex?
Yeah, that's wild. I don't know why. I've been in that situation, too, where I've become friends with a woman
then
she invites me to the same place she invites her new dude, thinking that everything's going to be cool.
You can just hit it off.
Yeah, no, that does not happen.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Exactly. It does not work. At the end of the day, it does not work.
I guess it just depends on the person.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite on-the-go breakfast items now in the freezer? DJ Automatic will give us all the deets and food news. How does hashtag here on the Dana Cortez Show? What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Okay, so yesterday we found out China and the United States have agreed on a 90-day pause when it comes to the tariffs. What does this mean?
Amazing.
We can pause on spending that extra money on these items that we want. I know that there's still going to be some effect because the ships that pulled up right now, they don't have that much stuff in them. But I'm assuming since we got 90 days, we're going to have some more ships pull up with some more stuff. See, we've learned our lesson here.
Yeah.
Stock up on whatever you need right now. Because who knows what's going to happen in 90 days?
I mean, hopefully they can come to a resolution where America makes a bunch of money and China doesn't. That's all that matters.
Yeah. China's been around for how many thousands? Let's just hope that we can, you know, come up with a solution. Food News DJ Automatic.
Pop-Tarts is coming to your freezer. They're going to be for breakfast and dessert now. They're coming with the Pop-Tarts ice cream sandwiches.
Let's go, so dude.
What?
They're going to have a Pop-Tart on each side with ice cream in the middle. They're going to come in strawberry, chocolate, and brown cinnamon.
I'm laughing and I'm turning red because Anthony's face, you got so excited.
Yeah, it
Let's
is
go,
about.
Dude.
I knew how much you would appreciate this, and you love Pop-Tarts.
No, it's producer about, Chewy, too. He's like, what's up?
It's about time. It's a good cross-brand. Like, it's why has Pop-Tarts waited so long to get into the ice cream game? Specifically, the ice cream sandwich game? Talk about an industry that needs some remodeling.
Because the ice cream sandwich is what it is. You can't make it better. Well, you want the old...
I don't know. Pop-Tarts, can you? I mean, Pop-Tarts this strawberry Pop-Tart.
You know how many people have tried to take out that old school, cheap little ice cream with a little bunny on it and the chocolate sticks to your fingers?
When the chocolate's still stuck on the wrapper, that's a good ice cream.
And you got to lick it off the wrapper. Come on. Nobody is taking that out. All right. Man. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Let's go ahead and kick it off with World Cocktail Day. If you want to kick back and have a nice beverage today, days to do so if you're 21 and over, please.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere. I have seen people drink for breakfast. I've seen people drink for lunch.
The only place to drink where it's acceptable for breakfast, lunch, and dinner to drink is at the airport.
Oh.
Automatic. You are right.
People that are, they'll have, I got a 9 a.m. flight. Let me have 2 shots of tequila.
And then they'll continue the drinking on the plane.
I'm for it all, dog. And something I'm also for that I didn't think was going to cause such controversy in the room was it's National Crouton Day. I love me some croutons, but I don't pay extra for croutons.
Who's charging you extra?
I'm not going to out the restaurant. I don't want to mess up any of my potential business, but there are some restaurants out there that charge extra for croutons.
A crouton is old stale bread. They're going to charge you extra money for some stale bread?
Old stale bread with garlic salt on top.
At the end of these 90 days, whatever way these tariffs go, that's the first question I have is, how much are you going to charge me extra for my croutons or not? Let me know.
Sneak them in, Anthony. Sneak them into the restaurant. All right. And last is?
And lastly, we'll wrap it up on Leprechaun Day.
Automatic, tell us all about the leprechaun.
What leprechaun?
That's your people stuff. Tell us about the leprechauns.
I thought you were like saying like I saw one at the end of the rainbow or something.
No. They come from Middle Irish literature, talked about the leprechaun. Don't you know anything about your own history?
I know more about chupacabras than I do about leprechauns.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I hope I can get through this without laughing. 4 people were arrested last week after an investigation showed that they had scammed their insurance company wearing a bear suit.
What? How do you, that's unbearable. Okay. How do you do that?
So they claimed that a bear had climbed into their Rolls Royce and scratched up the interior and stolen a bunch of items, jewelry and whatever. And they filed a $140,000 claim. Now, look, the insurance company was about to pay up, but they realized that these 4 people had filed before, not once, twice. And they'd filed the same claim that a bear had crawled into their car and done this. Hear me out here. They actually provided video surveillance. So the insurance was like, oh, certainly they're not telling stories. It is a man wearing a bear suit with like a pajama top on.
It looks like the bear has a t-shirt on.
Yes, it literally looks like.
You guys are describing Winnie the Pooh right now is what you're describing.
It looks like Winnie the Pooh. And the biggest mistake that they made, because the insurance company started putting 2 and 2 together. Wait a minute. You can't have 3 bears in different parts, like, you know, breaking into different cars from Mercedes to Rolls Royce to BMWs. They live in a certain part of California where there's only black bears. This is a brown bear suit.
I swear to God, this is the bear suit from Chuck E. Cheese. You know the Chuck E. Cheese the animals that they had there? That was the bear
suit.
Well,
they did cut off the band, so, you know, they'd be probably down and out.
Maybe they did. They cut the band out of Chuck E. Cheese. I swear to you, I'm not even kidding, Kanye's college dropout bear was better than this bear. It might be the worst thing I've ever seen. I don't know that I've ever heard anything this stupid.
You never heard of a Goldilocks and a fraudulent claim story? No.
That's what this is. Here's KTLA News talking about it.
4 Los Angeles residents are facing charges in a highly unusual case of insurance fraud. They allegedly donned a bear costume. Yep. Vandalized their own luxury cars. Yep. Captured it all on home surveillance and then filed $140,000 in claims. Insurance investigators became suspicious, and it wasn't long before detectives made the grisly discovery of a bear suit in the suspect's home.
I just watched the video. There is nothing about that video that says bear at all. It's like a guy walking up to the car and he's crawling around in the back seat. He's not moving like a bear whatsoever. Yeah.
I was a little disappointed because I thought we were going to get some actual like fake bear growls in there too. Nothing, but no, nothing at all, dude.
He looks like a human being just walking up. Now, I understand they got away with it twice, and they could have got away with it if they hadn't done it a third time. Greedy, greedy bears.
Should have hibernated.
Check the video. Add Dana Cortez on Instagram in the story. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.